I've entitled this teaching, That's Impossible. And I want to share with you that you live with impossible things in your life every day. What? You might say, Barb, that's ridiculous. All things are possible. But today we're going to take a journey into the impossible. Please take your Bibles and turn to Hebrews 6. I'm going to be reading from the English Standard Version of the Bible, and you may want to put a marker in Hebrews because we will be back here. Hebrews 6, verses 17 and 18. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. Are you an heir to the promise? Then this is talking to you. This should become a bedrock scripture for us. What he has promised you, he will absolutely bring to pass. The richness of these two verses is almost beyond comprehension. God made an oath, and he does not lie. Malachi 3:6 says, For I, the Lord, do not change. Ever. He does not ever change, and he never lies. But how much do I believe these things? God did some mind-blowing feats in the Old Testament. What comes to your mind when you think of God's mighty power in the Old Testament? Parting the Red Sea? The sun standing still? An axe head made of iron floating on water? Are my expectations of what he can and will do for me big enough? Or do I just look at the Old Testament accounts and say, well, that was an administration where they weren't born again, so God had to do bigger things for them. I just never can afford to put God in a box. Let's look at Acts 2. God put a plan of impossible things in motion in the beginning, that he did not change and he did not lie about. And I am so thankful that the truth of these scriptures in Acts was impossible. Acts 2, verses 23 and 24. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. Death could not hold Jesus Christ, nor will it be able to hold you, because you were crucified with Christ. You were raised when he was raised. You are seated in the heavenlies. Look at verse 21. This is another showstopper. And it shall absolutely come to pass that everyone, and everyone means everyone, who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The adversary cannot prevent anyone, just anyone, who wants to be in this ginormous family with us from getting born again. But the plan of impossibilities just keeps growing. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. For it is impossible, in the case of those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, and have shared in the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away, to restore them again to repentance, since they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up to contempt. Once you are born again, repentance is given, and it is impossible to reverse. It is possible to live in condemnation so much that you are crucifying over and over again the Son of God, but that is not accepting the forgiveness that is rightfully yours. But you cannot reverse that incorruptible seed. So it was impossible for our Savior not to be raised from the dead. It was impossible for anyone who so desires to not get born again. And you can never lose that connection you have with your Father, no matter the circumstances or the situation. You have all the power and the intimate relationship sharing with Him anytime you want it. Turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. God gets the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus in every single generation, forever. Well, if that's the case, then it's impossible to stop. You have eternity with the most amazing Father in the most amazing place and with the most amazing family, forever, and it's unstoppable. Now, with this very amazing, very powerful foundational plan in motion that it's impossible to halt or alter, let's see what our part is in this plan. Back to Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. There are two aspects of this verse. I've made this statement for several years, but didn't realize it's actually a verse. We don't just believe in God, we believe God. Believing in God, that's enough for eternal life, and that's really wonderful. But we are of those that are hungry for more than just salvation. We want to please our Father, so we take it to the level of believing God. Well, what is my basis, my trust, my foundation for believing God? Remembering that He cannot lie and He cannot change. Turn to Mark 10:27, and we are going to look at a verse about impossibility in detail. Mark 10:27. With man, it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. This word impossible is without strength, impotent, powerless, weakly, disabled. These words bring the situation of Abraham and Sarah to mind. It was impossible on a census level, but it wasn't impossible for God to make Abraham the father of us all who believe. With man, it is impossible, but not with God. That word not is the absolute negative. The word with is beside, near, or from. And doesn't the word say we are partners with God? For all things are possible with God. The word all is each, every, any, the whole, everyone, all things, everything. Well, doesn't that just cover everything? It's a broader range than I realized, because what I can't handle individually, God has set me in a family that can help me through any and everything. This word possible is able, powerful, mighty, strong, excelling in something, having power for something. All things are possible with God. Do you have God and Christ in you and the privilege to partner with God? Then not only do you get to excel in what you do, you get to do it with power. Think about this with the concept of prayer. You not only have the faith of Jesus Christ at work when you pray, but you get to have the power behind that Christ in you that makes the prayer a reality. Wow! We learned from Hebrews that without believing, it is impossible to please Him. Without believing what? You are justified, righteous, you are forgiven, you are healed, you are perfectly made, seated in the heavenlies, a conqueror in every situation. You are worthy, and you get to fill in your own blanks here. Turn to Romans chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. We know that our old self was crucified with Him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we no longer would be enslaved in sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. If we just master this one verse in our lives, it would be a game changer. What happens when you've been dead for a while? Well, things start smelling really, really bad. The body is stiff and it starts to decay. If God says our old man is crucified and He cannot lie, then I have to elevate my thinking to walk in newness of life every moment. The Word says to let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. And I'm here to tell you, let your dead stay dead and your new life in Christ stay vibrantly healthy. Let's review this plan of impossibilities. It is impossible for God to change. It is impossible for Him to lie. It was impossible for Jesus Christ to stay dead. It is impossible for the adversary to prevent you from getting born again, and it's impossible for you to lose this new life in Christ. Romans 8, verses 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, no, no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels or rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth. Doesn't this about cover everything? Well, let's be sure. Nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because it is impossible for anything to separate us from God's love. It is impossible for the adversary to be greater than you. It is impossible for anyone or anything to stop that incredibly wonderful, amazing, perfect plan that God put in motion in the beginning. So how about we start to confess the impossible? It's impossible for me to be condemned. It's impossible for me to have the love of God fail me. It's impossible for the adversary to overrule this situation. It's impossible for me to be sick. It's impossible for that full measure of the faith of Jesus Christ not to bring me victory every single time. Your Father did not lie, and He does not change. And we are persuaded on the impossible things He did for each and every one of us. I'd like to close with a quote from The Power of Your Words by E.W. Kenyon. Quote, God is under obligation to stand by and care for His own. He cannot fail us. End quote. It's impossible for us to fail when we allow the promises of God that He set in motion in the beginning to work in our lives each and every day. I love you.